Okay, we're holding a Reish Nun Gimel, and we're at the end of Seif Aleph. We are one, two, three, four, five, six lines from the bottom of the page. The words V'chol Zeh, right? V'chol Zeh b'inyan shoha shakadere shevas hakisa shabarzel. So we talked about all the halachas of shehiyah, of leaving the food on the fire from before Shabbos. So says the Mechaber, this is talking about that the pot is sitting on a kisei shel barzel, on some type of tripod, some type of iron chair, literally. Oyal gabi avonim, or it's on some stones. What's the point? Ve'ena negaz begecholim. It's not sitting right on the coals. Right, the coals were at the bottom of the oven, so they're lifted up a little bit. The Mechaber holds that if the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's called hatmana. Hatmana means you're insulating something. Now, you have to understand why it's called hatmana. It's not the classic hatmana, which is when you have a cooked thing and you want to keep it warm, so you wrap it up and you insulate it. But this has the halacha of hatmana. Sitting, the Mechaber holds, if it's sitting, the bottom of the pot is sitting on coals, that is called hatmana, which is asur on Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't help us this whole sif of anything you did if it's sitting on the coals. V'yesha imrim says the Rama, no, tafili makadero imedis agabi o eish mamish. It's mamish on the fire, not even coals. It's mamish flames, it's mamish fire. Coals man shehi megula lemala like mikri hatmana. Hatmana, insulation by definition, means that it's encompassed by whatever you're insulating it with. If only the bottom has heat and the rest of it is megula, is open, even though it's in the oven, but it's nothing that's touching the pot, that's not called atmana, vishari, and it's mutter, v'chein haminik, and that's the minik. Rak, however, says the Ramosh, and is harim l'naskan ksas kaidem ha-shabes min ha-esh. The thing is like this, if it's really stuck on the coals, so now what's going to happen is when you're going to pick up the pot, you have to shake it around to get the coals to move away from it, and you might extinguish the coals a little bit. That's a side problem. So therefore, you should make sure before Shabbos to detach it a little bit. K'dei sheyuchal Yisrael asira misham, so then he just lifts it right up, and nothing gets moved around. V'imloy niskan minesh, and if he didn't detach it before Shabbos, v'nimso agabi esh b'Shabbos, his mom is sitting on the coals, so then, yesh lo yisira misham ayadei in Yehudi. The problem is, that you're going to start extinguishing the coals when you take it out, get a guy to take it out. V'imleka in Yehudi, mutzer li yisrael asira misham, if there's no guy, a Jew could also remove it. V'izor shikhenu misham benachas. Try to take it out very gently so that you shouldn't shake anything around too much. V'lo yinanea gecholim. V'oz afi minaneem ksas. So if you do it gently, so then even if it ends up, you do shake them a little bit. Dover shenu miskaven hu. That's called a dover shenu miskaven. You're doing something unintentionally. If you snatch it up with strength, so even though you don't intentionally mean to knock the coals, but it's a psikresha, since it's for sure going to happen, doesn't help you. So if you do it in a gentle way, that it's not for sure going to happen, even if something shakes a little bit, you don't have to worry, vishari, and therefore it is mut. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Where are we? Mem Hei, it should be. Yeah, mem hey al kisei shel barzel kein pitput shel shalosh regalim va'gechalim unachim tachtav, like a tripod of three legs, and the gechalim are the coals are under it, and that's how it stays hot. Hatmana gabi gechalim, but the mechaber said if it's sitting on the coals, it's a problem. Hachi svir leila mechaber, that's what the mechaber, the Beis Yosef holds. Dim shule hakedera noigim gechalim, if the bottom of the pot touches the coals, mikri hatmana, that's called insulation. And this doesn't help you that it's fully cooked. It doesn't help you that it's continuing to cook and it's worsening by cooking because it's cooking out. That's all in what we talked about till now. In Hatzmana, that doesn't help you. Mem Zayin, Kolzman. This was if it's Megula Momaila, if it's not covered on top. So the Ramah said it's not a problem atmana. Vafilu makadera imetis b'sechataner. So you'll say, what do you mean? But it's in the oven. Vataner sasum, and the oven's closed. So that should be called that it's not Megula. Does Megula mean it's open to the air? La b'chal atmana. It's still not called atmana. Uchadakamam isim reishon zayin saif sif. Chesed should be ayin sham, because by definition, atmana means that it has to be on the pot itself. The fact that there's air between the pot and the walls of the tanur make it that that's not called atmana. Shehi megula, if it's uncovered, haynu she'ein mechase olea begodim omayla, you don't cover it with any type of clothing or anything on top. V'ayin lekamon b'reishon zayin sif ches. Again, over there, it's going to talk about if you have the bottom on the fire and then you put some type of clothing or some type of fabric on top, so that would be called hatmana bedover hamoisev hevel. It's called insulating it in something that increases the heat. Now, even though the clothing themselves, the begadim themselves, don't increase heat, they sustain heat, but the fact that you have a heating element on the bottom that's touching it, together with that, it's called Maisev Hevel. Again, that'll be Bez Hashem and Reish Nun Zayin. Vishari, v'hainu d'hurak b'chlal shiyah vishari. Now, so if you don't have that atmana problem, so all it is shiyah, which is mutter, as long as it was cooked a third or a half, whatever Michael ben Josiah is before Shabbos, like the Ramah said, that our minig is like the second opinion. Yesh la sira misham, the kashli Yisrael izar shle in ane agechalim basin tilasai as akderi. Should have a guy remove it if it was in the coals, because it's hard for a Jew to be careful not to shake the coals when he takes out the pot. But if not, mutar li Yisrael, so the Yisrael is allowed to do it if he does it gently. V'davka k'shei medes hakadera agabe hagecholim. This is talking about when it's sitting on the coals. Abel hagecholim unachim saviv hakadera, but if the coals are around the pot, not just on the bottom or even whatever it is, so it's almost like partially buried in the coals, so then, Asr li Yisrael asira misham, shal yedei netilase bevadi gechata begecholim. If it's sitting on coals, so you pick it up gently, you might not move them. But if the coals are around it, by definition, you're going to pick it up, they're going to fall to the side. That's called moving it. Asr da yedei ze maver hatachtoines. What you end up doing when you move around coals, you ignite the bottom ones, umechab el yoines, and you extinguish the top ones. And even though you don't mean it, but automatically happens when things move around, part of them get stoked, and some of them get extinguished, so it's a problem. Now, it's an interesting thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even with a guy, there are machmirim bazeh. Meaning, the Ramah said, if it's sitting on the coals, so then a guy could take it off. A Jew should not, because it's hard to be careful, and if you need to do it gently. But if it's actually partially buried in the coals, so there he says, since it's mamash apsik reisha, it's automatically going to happen. So the aryesh machmirin ayim b'magen avram v'al yirabba. Umikom makim nira, however, it appears, says the Mishnah Berurah, dilitzarech Shabbos yesh lismaich aldas ha-mekilim al yedei en Yehudi. Letzarech Shabbos, you could rely on those who are lenient when it comes to a guy, because they hold that when it comes to a guy, we're not worried about psik reisha. To have a guy do a malacha consciously, do something that's usher, so that he can't do for you, except under certain conditions. But if his kavana is to take out the pot, the problem is that automatically it happens that there's a malacha of igniting or extinguishing, whichever it is. So for the Jew, that's a problem when you have a psik reisha. But for a guy, we're not worried about psik reisha. That's what this shita holds. B'dim psichas ha-tanur v'stimasa yunis bar b'saif simen reish nun tes ayin sham mishabura. That's a similar thing. Opening and closing the door of the oven is a similar thing also, because it causes air to come in and out and ignite things, and that will be talked about over there. Now, it's interesting, because the Sharatzion in Mem Gimel he points out over here that why am I telling you could rely on the Mekilim, which is interesting because in the end of Reishon and Gimel, we'll get there, the Mishnah Berurah over there seems to say that we could rely, that we do rely on the opinions that there's no Psik Reishon by a guy. But over here he doesn't seem to be so convinced about it, but he throws it on the bottom, there's something called, over here, it's a Psik Reishon de Lo Nichalei. Sometimes the malacha that automatically happens, you're okay with that happening. You're happy with it happening. You don't want it to happen because it's a malacha, but you're okay with it happening. Mashengen over here, you don't want it to happen at all. Adarabba, it's loy nichalei, because you're taking the pot out. You hit the coals, it's done. You don't care. They're ignited, extinguished. It doesn't make any difference to you. So when you have a psikresha de loy nichalei that you don't care about, that's only osir midrabanan lekuli alma, he says. It's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. So then you could have a guy anyways doing it. That's the lumdus over here. Okay. Fine. Sif, so that's the end of Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. We'll begin Sif Beis. Kira Shehi Grufo Ketuma. So we have a Kira, an oven, that is Garu Fikatum. Either Grufa is that the coals have been removed, or Ketuma, or if you spread some type of ashes on top of the coals to cool them off and make them not as hot. So it's Grufa Viktuma. Vinatal Hakadera Mealeha. And you took the pot off. Afilu b'Shabbos, even if you took the pot off the fire on Shabbos, mutar lachzira, you're allowed to return the pot back to where it was, kol zman shehi roisachas, as long as it's still hot, as long as it's still boiling, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that this is nothing to do with the world of chazara per se. This is called chazara, returning a pot. There's always a problem of bishul. Whenever you have something that's, even if it's cooked, the way we paskin, if it cools down, and whatever cools down means is in itself a machlokes, but if it cools down, we will say, yesh bishul achar bishul. Even though it was cooked once, it could be recooked. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference where you're putting a pot that is cold. Even if you're not putting an oven, you're putting it next to an oven, which is no problem in regards to the pudding and the placement of it, but there's a problem of bishul. So these words, kol zman shehi roisachas, kol zman it's still boiling, is the sheet of the mechaber who holds that anytime something cools down a little bit, it's not roisachas, is a problem of bishul. So therefore, you have to make sure that's one thing, a side issue, make sure you don't do cooking on Shabbos. That's one thing. The Aida Biyadai, and it's Aida Biyadai, and these are these in Ramah font in yours? Yeah, mine, they made a mistake. It's still in the, it says Haggah, but it's in Mechaber font. Haggah, so the Aida Biyadai, so now there's another Tanai. You could only put it back if the pot is still in your hand, you have not put it down. We'll see what that means. But says, he continues, Bilo hinicha gabe karka are the words of the mechaber, right? Am I right about that? Yeah. So the mechaber is saying as long as you don't put it down on the ground. But the Ramah added in words, it's not enough on the not putting it on the ground. You still have to be holding it. So there's different things there. There's holding it, there's putting it down on a chair, and putting it down on the ground. Right? Those are the three levels. So the Ramah is saying you have to have it in your hand. The Mechaber is saying as long as you didn't put it on the ground. Says the Ramah, and that's not enough. V'day te lachzira, you also have to have in mind when you took it off that you plan on putting it back. It's not enough that you didn't put it down anywhere. You have to have in mind. Okay? Fine. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah till here. Nunbeis. She grew for ketuma. Aval ene gar for katum aser. If it's not gar for katum, it's aser. Afilu bimitstamik veraloi. Even if it is continuing to cook out and it's degrading it, it's bad for it, which in Sif Aleph, when it came to Shehiyah, was the best. Mitstamik veraloi, you can do whatever you want. Right? Over here, no. And this applies to a tanur as well. Even though by Shehiyah we had differences between a tanur and a kira. Afilu b'Shabbos. Deloi taima. Deloi hitiru chachamim el kashanotel me'erev Shabbos. You might have thought that the whole halacha of chazara is talking about when you took it off Erev Shabbos and you're putting it back on Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. But if I take it off on Shabbos and I want to put it back the fire on Shabbos, that's okay too. Kamash malon, demuter lito lahachzer afilu b'Shabbos gufei, v'afilu kamavamim, you could go off and on and off and on, it doesn't make a difference. And this, the reason why he's saying this is because we'll see at the end of the sif, there's another opinion that says that this is different. Kolzman shirei sachas, like we spoke out, prat zeh, this detail, enei daim elchan iskarim b'sif zeh, is not similar to the rest of the details in the sif. Divohem atamu, all the other things, having it in your hand, not on the ground, having in mind, is zelahitiru chachamim chazara ki b'ayfen zeh. The Chachamim only allowed you to put it back on in this specific circumstance. So you need all those details. Abel bezeh hatamhu, but when it comes to the Reisachas, it's a different reason. The Chevan shenistalik mirsichas, if it's not boiling anymore, the hainu she'ein ayad seled this boy, which means it's not boiling hot, yad seled this boy, yeh boy shuv iser bishul, it'll be a bishul problem. It's a side problem. Uchadukamam esim shenichasif dalit. Now, over there, Ulafi Masha Pasak Ramasham Siptef Tzba Bago, Noal Gula Hakim Lain Itzan in Lagamri. There's a machlaikas there. The first sheet of the Mechaber says if it's not Yatzeled this boy, Yesh Bishalach or Bishal by a moist, a davar lach, a liquidy thing. The second sheet says, no, ain't Bishalach or Bishal. You cooked it once, we don't care if it got cold, freezing, you warm it up again, it's not called cooking. The Rama says we rely on that shita as long as it wasn't nitzan in legamri. It does not have to be yatzel ledes boy, but as long as it's not fully cold, you could say that you could still warm it up. So that's over here is going to be the same halacha. The halacha putting it back now. You know, if you take it off the fire and it's boiling hot, you're going to be holding it for a while till it gets to cold, but not nitzan in legamri. It's going to be a long trip till you. But that's the halacha. It's okay until then. Now, the Oida Biyadai, so this was the Rama, right? So, Loi Mishalai Heser Hakadera Miyadai Me'es Netilasim in Akira Achashi Achazirana. You did not remove the pot from your hand from when you took it off of the oven until you put it back. Belafuke, what's it coming to exclude? Iminicha Agabe Mita, if you put it on a bed, a safsal or a chair, Uchadai Melezeh Bein Tzayim, if you put it somewhere, according to the Rama, Havi Kimoy Shenicha Agabe Karka Bein Tzayim. It's as if you put it on the ground. V'zeh Osur L'Kuleyama. Putting it on the ground, everyone agrees, is you can no longer put it back on the fire. Debat lo lo Hashia Rishayna. This is the logic behind it. Because you're only allowed to, if you had it on from before Shabbos. So it was on from before Shabbos. So as long as whatever you're doing is a continuation of what you started from before Shabbos, Chachamim said that's not a problem. If somehow you made some type of hefsik, you made a break from what you did from before Shabbos, and you're beginning something anew now, that Chazal said, well, it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. It's like a brand new thing that you're doing today. So what stops it? So one thing that stops it and makes the hefsik if it's put on the ground. Putting on the ground, it's put on the ground. You've been mevatel the shir rishayna. V'shuv kishemachzer manicha gabi akira. So now, if you're going to take it off the ground and put it back on the oven, havalei kimoishiv lechatchila gabi akira b'Shabbos. It's like you're doing it anew on Shabbos. V'chachamim lahitira lechazara. The chachamim only allowed you to return it. That has nothing to do with cooking it. It's fully cooked. But you can't do something. It's nothing to do with cooking. Yes, it's fully cooked and it's boiling hot. When you go put something in the place where you usually cook, it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. You're starting a whole new cooking, which you can't do. So therefore, that's why Chazal said that you cannot do it new on Shabbos. But as long as it's still a continuation of Erev Shabbos, that's okay. So therefore, the Rama Shita is, you still have to be holding it in your hand for that to work. Then he said, "V'daite lachzira hatam gamken kanal." There's also a mental aspect to this. You have to have in mind that you meant to put it back. The same logic that if you have in mind to put it back, you have also not detached it from the first shehiyah. Kevin shayadaita lachzir, because you had in mind to put it back. Ad shalait istanim, before it gets cold. But when you took it off, you didn't have in mind you're going to put it back. Bishuv nimlach lahachzer, take it. And then all of a sudden someone said, hey, let's put the chalm back on so we can eat it tomorrow or later. Aser. Even though you didn't put it down on the ground. Your das makes it as if you're starting anew. And the Bir Halacha is Bir Halacha here, and B'daita Lachziroi, he says that if there are Rishonim that are lenient, as long as you're still holding it in your hand, even if you did not have in mind to put it back. And there are those who are Makil, that if you had in mind to put it back, even if you put it down. Now, put it down where? So if you look in Nun, the Shaar Tzion, he says, Hainu agabe safso. You put it down on a chair. Uchidoyma. After yesh mem shemakilim afinich agabe karka, the Arishayim who say, even if you put it on the ground, as long as you had in mind, you're okay. Kevin sheyedai telachzer. Kosha lifsoik neged stimas ha-shulchan aruch l'kamon b'sif gimel ayin sham. We'll see in the Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say stam not like that. Once it went on the ground, it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, I don't want to be makil so much, but to be makil, if I had in mind, even if I put it down on a chair, now nowadays, there's no ground. We don't have ground. So anywhere we put it down, I mean, people aren't putting it on the floor anyways, but you put it on a table, you put it on a counter, wherever you put it down is not karka. It's not on the ground. So we're always in this world. So if for some reason somebody takes it off and puts it down and they were daite lachzira, so Bishavru is saying, v'nir b'sheh b'eis ha-tzarech yesh lusmai chalzeh. So if you look at, now, these two variables are not really the same. They're not really the same. Holding it in your hand, right, so your action is still a continuation, even though your das wasn't, right? In the other case, you put it down. In the Ramah's world, putting it down is a break. But my das was there. So which one is a better variation? So if you look at the Bir Halacha, at the end of the one that says, it's from the bottom of the page. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. He says, since it's anyways a din derabanan here, right? There's all derabanan chazara. Right? In the Bishavur, he wasn't in Shartzi and he wasn't so happy about that. Or you were holding it and you didn't have in mind. Kishasilka, when you took it off, yachal lahachzir. Val kolpanim, or at least, ba'oidim b'yodai ve'ein daite lahachzer. In other words, first he says both variables you could be makel. Then he says, but at least in this one, where you still have it in your hand, even if your mind wasn't, mistabra v'adai sheyesh lahokaleis atzarech, me'acher, he brings, because the Rama's mash, whatever it is. But in the logic of it, it's more of a way to be lenient when I'm still holding it here. So everybody sees, I haven't put the thing down. What's in my mind, people know, don't know, I know, you don't know. Whatever it is, that's more nicker that it's a continuation, so you for sure could be makel in that shita. And that's Mishavir 7, Nira, Chesar, Yeshis, Machazah. Now I want to point out one nekuda here. If you remember, in the page before, when it talked about if you by mistake, did chazara, in a way that is usur, right? Mishavur to the Ramah said, if a Yisrael is machzer, the top line on the page before, dinai ka'avar v'sha, as if he did, even if he made a mistake, since he did an action on Shabbos, it's as if he did Erev Shabbos on purpose, which means that, it means that it is usur ad matzah Shabbos. It's usur no matter what. So if a person might, by mistake, did chazara on Shabbos be iser? So then it's aser, the challenge aser. But the Bir Halacha, if you remember, said in the top line, said, Umayri ba'ayfin shachazara aser ledivra akal. It only works if the chazar is aser according to everyone. Divlav hachin lahachmer v'diavet. For us, it's kemat impossible to ever have it aser lekulei alma, because we don't have karka. The only case would be aser lekulei alma is if you put it down on the ground and ein daiter lahachzer, right? Because any other variable, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's Rishayim that holds okay, and based on Tzairich, you might be able in any variable to be Saimech. The only one that would be a problem would be Al HaKarka with not Daita Lachzer. We don't have Karka L'Chaira, and no one, and even if you would say maybe our floors are, I don't know, yes or no, I don't know what the site of Karka is, but no, but Derech Klal, no one's putting on the floor. If you put it down, you're putting it down on top of the oven, in the oven, on the counter. So L'Chaira, we never have a case that it's aser lekulei alma to do. Now, I'm not saying lechatchila to do it. If a guy would come to me on Shabbos while he's holding his, or I should say, while he's holding his pot, the Mishnah Berurah says you could do it, right? But if the guy came to me, I put it down on the counter, right? But it was daita lachzira. That's not as pasha. That's not as pasha, right? Why? Still Yatzah's, but he lives next door, across the street. Chalent, it takes a long time till Chalent. Is if the top is still on, it'll be boiling for a long time. Say he's hot, right? So in that variable where he put it down, but was Daitel Achzi, right? So that's the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is the worst of our variables. Leisat Tzairech, okay, what a big Tzairech is it, right? But let's say the guy came B'dieved, he already put it on, right? And he said, I put it down. And it was ein daiter lachzira, right? It was even ein daiter lachzira, and he put it down on a counter. So lechayra, you can't say that it's b'di'evet aser, because lemaisa, according to the mechaber, he didn't put it down on the karka, even though it was even though he didn't have das to put it back. But that doesn't ruin it. So b'di'evet, it will be mutter the chazara. So this case of Hichzira Yisrael, that'll be usr for everyone, that the Bialacha says it has to be a case where it's mamish usr, the divrei akol, is not as common, again, in the world of B'diavad at least, the guy did a B'isr, is not really so easy for us to get to. That's just when you put these two things together. Okay, and we will continue next time.